crystal meth.
All right, everybody, shut the fuck up.
That's right, motherfucker. Stay down, motherfucker. Stay down, motherfucker.
Wow, that was very violent.
Holy shit. Welcome to Apocalyptic Times. My name is Travis Spencer, and I'm here with
David Duarte,
Jamie Z,
John Derby.
And in honor of Woman of the Month Club, oh wait, what did I call it last week? It's a Month of the Woman.
Yes.
El mes de la
mujeres.
Mujeres.
Yes.
Okay, so we brought on Pimp Master, number one, motherfucking O-Town pimp daddy motherfucker Trevor Penick. Oh my god, do you hear the girls across the universe fucking going crazy?
Is that really how they pronounce your name, Penick?
No, it's it's Penick, actually. Penick.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, I don't have a popper, so it might not sound the same.
I was trying to make it very
Penick,
phallic.
The Penick might come out a little differently, but
I'm so sorry. Well, welcome to the show,
sir. Thanks
for
the great intro. That was awesome. I don't deserve any of that.
Did I introduce you correctly? I'm sorry. We laid out the red carpet for you.
You definitely did. I am not a pimp, however. I mean, I just fuck bitches.
Did you already put the red carpet away, Travis?
Well, yeah, we knew you were coming over, so.
Put it away before he fucks it up.
I was going to say, a rug would tie this room together.
It really tied the room together, man.
Thank you, John Derby.
That was an honor, Lebowski, coming out on Blu-ray.
What's that mean?
All right, so we've got
plug,
First up to bat, Vlad put up $10 today, and I'm very excited about that. Fucking, we now have bought the website, apocalyptictimes.com.
All right. Yes.
We are no longer apocalyptictimes.blogspot.com, the free site. Vlad put up $10.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
This is like a celebratory podcast.
You're welcome.
We should probably toast, you know,
to
Vlad's that.
Already here. I didn't think Vlad was going to be here because I got this message from him today. I don't know if I wanted to play it or not.
I was not planning on coming.
But you said you were going to be here.
Yes, I was not going to be here, but I showed up.
You came.
I came many times. That is why I'm here, really.
Yes.
All right, was not planning on being here so early, but the girl was very good.
We're going to go ahead and listen to your message. This is what Vlad told us.
Hey, well, Fred. This is Vlad. Yes, I'm not in town yet, so I will not be there for podcast tonight, but still, I have plans for you. Okay. See, podcast last week. Okay, not a very good actually.
Not good enough for him.
But the Guatemalan girl, she sounds, I don't know, she sounds like she makes the microphone mix. That's not good. We need more attractive female guests. Well, anyways, the priority male commercial was okay. We are experiencing a little bit of volume, the priority male. This week, we want to expand upon our gay listenership. So, we had this week for you to advertise web mailbox. This is the mail strip club I am opening up.
Who is that?
It's going to be a great success. Everybody would like it, except for the straight male viewers out there. Okay.
Audio is terrible.
I was
so afraid it was going to end 5 minutes ago.
Mailbox. It's going to be a big hit, so make sure you advertise it correctly.
Mailbox.
Okay, thank you.
Why
did... just the thought. Apparently, that was the first time Travis heard the message as well.
Right.
Yeah. You definitely didn't listen to it today, did you?
I thought it was like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I didn't know it was like 7.5.
Really? You didn't listen to that earlier?
The joys of live. Live choices.
Yeah.
Choices live.
You
and we're
going
to listen to this message that Vlad left earlier today.
I'm going to wait till the show.
To be honest, I was surprised
you
played.
Not the 8 hours I had before.
I was here for it. You did not need to play.
Well, I wanted to play it because I would rather hear you talking on a videotape than actually look at you.
It was not even videotape.
Another sound decision.
Audio tape, a voicemail. I'd rather hear you on a voicemail.
2 for 2 on those decisions as of today.
You're killing it.
As of today.
Well,
thanks for giving away the preview of the mailbox, though. It's good.
That apocalyptictimes.com is going to blow up that? After that.
No, I was supposed to save that for admission or the advertising part of the program.
Yes, well, we could tell everybody. I have this male strip club coming to Vegas soon. The Vlad's mailbox. Yes.
Vlad's mail. Box, I love it.
Yes.
Love
it. Yes.
I fuck. My wife's gonna go there for sure.
Yes.
Will you dance to the club?
I will not be dancing. No.
From Queens to Jocks, we have it all at Vlad's mailbox.
Is it mainly women's strip club, or is it for the gay community?
It's a 50-50.
50-50. Okay. Yes. 50-50.
I'm sorry, did you say something about gays?
It's a 50-50.
Oh, it's for everybody.
Vlad's open to the gay community.
Oh, yes.
Okay. No, I love the gays. I just,
wide open to the gay community.
I love the gays.
Well, I think the thing he was referring to, he said he actually gazed over at you when he said that. Did you say gays?
Yeah, I did.
That's why I was wondering. But back
you guys
to
are
the
all so confused. All three of you are very confused. Once you decide, let me know.
That's why I'm excited.
Have you used P96?
That is not going to help me decide.
Decide
of course
what?
Not.
I was gonna say, are you scratching topics off?
What
are
you doing? Confuse you more.
I'm trying to moderate the show from you animals taking it off into...
We have Travis is throwing off because he doesn't have his microphone.
I know, actually. I'm on this shitty little...
No big fancy $60.
Oh, yeah.
All this his technology has failed
him. This thing's made
tonight.
To control or to record which guitars, was, not my beautiful voice.
Which was the microphone that Maritza was making limp?
That's either... I think that's Jamie's.
Oh, great.
Jamie keeps it very...
Well, you keep it hard.
I was going to say he's kept it up the whole night.
That Guatemalan.
He's something special, let me tell you. I've been sitting next to him all night.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I noticed a scent.
Damn racist microphone.
Yeah, it's about that time. All right. Well, we have a retraction for this week. My problem is that I no longer hate Mexicans.
So because you met one.
No. She was Guatemalan.
He doesn't hate Mexicans anymore. Tell them why, Travis.
U.S. and Mexico tied 1-1.
That's right.
Under the new coach.
Jürgen Klinsmann.
So I'm very excited about this.
Long live Jürgen.
I gave up on fucking Mexicans.
So, wait a minute. So
we lost.
Why do you hate blacks then?
I never gave up on them.
I don't hate blacks.
They build things like crazy.
What?
An African nation has
ask
never
Travis.
Beaten... U.S. soccer team.
Well, there's my logic. Why the hell do you
Ghana?
Hate
Ghana?
I was going to say, we just lost to Ghana
lost
in
the
last
World Cup, buddy.
Oh.
Well, I don't like Ghana.
Well, fuck
Ghana
the blacks.
Like
you're right. Fuck the blacks.
I didn't
you're
see
right.
a lot of white dudes on there. So.
Well, they had that one guy.
Okay. That was the coach.
Yeah.
That was their Australian coach.
He was the one they were going to sacrifice if they lost.
That's really fucked up.
Right.
I wouldn't go that far. But I just want to shout out to the Mexican community and let them know that I'm back on board. I'm number one Mexican
Orale
supporter.
Yeah,
collective sigh of relief from our Latin
You're
friends.
Back on board with the Latins.
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
No, just the Mexicans.
Just the Mexicans. Yeah. Okay. What are your views on Spain?
Let's make a very clear distinction. I like the Spanish. They're part of the
what about
European Union.
Puerto Ricans, because I get mistaken for Puerto Rican a lot.
Well, they're American.
No, we like...
Yeah,
we
I
like,
was going to say, Puerto Ricans are basically American.
I'm pretty sure Puerto Ricans
have
never
beaten the Concrete Saints are Puerto Rican, so we're okay with them.
I'm good with the Puerto Ricans.
Yeah.
And they've never beaten the U.S. in soccer, so I'm cool with that.
So just whoever beats... So pretty much everyone.
Well, outside of our very...
You should pick another team to root for.
Yeah, because
you'd like everybody.
The whole world. Okay.
What are you like during football season? Like, who do you hate? Who do you like? Like, it's got to be so confusing for
it's
you.
Like,
no, they're all Americans. I don't give a fuck. They're all good to me. It's America versus the goddamn world.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, totally. Oh. Are you kidding me?
Americans killing Americans
world.
Is win-win.
The new world order. So. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's well, our own civil war going on.
It's
no,
like
it's not about the New World Order.
No, it's the USA.
Oh, all right, cool.
It's already the New World Order.
Right, exactly.
Soon to be Old World Order.
Why would it be that? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, once the economy goes completely to shit, and then China decides it's time to collect their debt. then we'll be done.
Yeah, we're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, we're pretty much.
This party should die.
Well, once China finishes their train, their railway to Africa,
this party should die.
They actually do. They have a fucking railway to Africa from China that they're building.
That's impossible.
They fucking have it. They're doing it.
From
they got little fucking
China.
They got little fucking Chinatowns in every fucking country on the way.
Are they gonna connect a fucking roadway from New York to here, from Chinatown to Chinatown, in the U.S.?
No, from Shanghai to New York.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a railway.
It's gonna take 3 minutes to get there.
Yeah,
it will probably happen because we owe them enough fucking money.
Yeah,
we will just have
and
to.
The Chinese
it.
Are fast at building shit.
We should they just start fast. Taxing. Their
if not,
imports.
They're gonna die. You know,
all of their stuff we sell. And we should just start taxing them on it, and then that way they could pay their own our debt to them back.
Is this political answer from Jamie Z?
Jaime, that was a very good answer to a very tough question. That was a very good answer, Jaime.
It's the one smart thing. You know, you give me a little bit of pot, and I just start fucking thinking.
Well, I like that shit.
And then way, China pays back their own debt.
A lot of time we
can't
try
we
to be
just
funny
fight
here.
Them for it?
On a podcast.
We can totally do that. But didn't they just build like their first aircraft carrier?
I was gonna say,
yeah.
If we win,
yeah. But that's one.
Took a picture and like sends it to America. Like, look, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if they have one and we have like fucking, how many do we have? A lot.
A lot. One. I'll tell
I
you that.
Don't
much.
Think no, anybody knows but the answer to that question.
They're like, it's the deepest one ever built, and they can fit a billion Chinese underneath. So
that's what I was gonna say. They've got one, but they put fucking a million people on one.
But the strength
and they're like,
of a
we don't give a
Chinese
fuck.
Is the same as a million Americans, so we'd be fine.
Well, they could honestly send
true.
A person over.
Look at me, I'm
per
a freak.
American.
I could take four of them. I could take four of them. I don't even work out.
But they could bring over one Chinese. They could bring over, like, that's less than a third of their population, right?
What, a billion?
No, if they brought over 350 million, that should just be their army, right? And we only
probably,
have
I don't know.
300.
That's like the firstborns. That's all that is.
Using me with numbers.
Aren't you not those allowed to have a baby there anymore?
No, you can have two.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, they put a gap on this.
And that's why, like, if the first one's a girl, they fucking kill it.
Like, bye-bye.
They're like, yeah, how fucked up.
Because they got to have a man.
Antonio Cromartie's an underground hero.
Right?
They're like, how the fuck you have 13 kids?
Cromartie! Cromartie! Well, I've got
13 kids and you're like 26.
Our samurai.
I've got Jimmy. He's three.
He's three.
I've got Coacher.
Three.
I don't know her name.
Three.
Three.
He had seven kids that were three.
Seven kids.
She's three. I've got a Supernova.
Wasn't it?
What
the
fuck?
Yeah, the guys.
I'm like, they're all the same fucking age.
Yeah.
The guy's like 26 years old and has 27 and got.
It's quite literally like 13 kids.
Nine
with
kids.
Nine wives.
Yeah.
Something like
that. No, the best part is.
No, he doesn't have nine wives. He didn't have that many wives.
Or not wives, but different women.
Nine mistakes.
Yeah, we don't call them wives.
I think he married five of them, but
nine times that he went, yeah, I got a condom on.
Yeah, no, that's cool, girl.
I know how to pull out.
That's cool, girl.
I'm cool,
dude. When you have to be a millionaire to pay your child support, stop fucking,
right? Seriously,
just stop.
Oh, he's not gonna be able to, he will go broke.
Oh, of course, but that's why he has to keep signing contracts.
You gotta be a millionaire to pay child support.
You better start thinking about a second career.
That's why we'll have
NFL doesn't last that long.
Yeah, that's why we've got an NFL season right now. Are you kidding me? Because these motherfuckers, like, I gotta get paid,
right? I need to get paid because I'm not working at home.
But who cares about future generations? The only future generation I'm concerned about is my fucking kids' child support.
He's like, I'm not pulling out. I need to fucking play.
It just doesn't feel the same. I want to play all the way.
He's like, fuck it.
Signs his contract by jacking off on that's how into it he is. He's like, that's where it's
like, guaranteed to produce.
Right. Well, you know we're gonna
signing
get it.
Bonus, bitch.
We're gonna get a player who gets AIDS and is just like, fuck it, I'm going as hard as I can for the next 2 years because I got AIDS. I'm just gonna die anyway.
There was a player that had AIDS, Magic Johnson.
Oh, that's basketball.
Oh, that's basketball. Yeah. But he never got AIDS.
But my thing,
it was just a pun on the word player. Sorry, Jesus, I'm out of here.
Sorry.
I'm waiting. What I'm waiting for is when is the first football player going to come out?
Right.
When is that going to happen?
Oh, they already have, but I mean, not during their career.
Not
yeah,
their career won't.
I
happen.
Say the next.
But when is the retired player?
A locker room.
No, they have. Like just nobody huge.
Right.
There's been people, but there's like, nobody that was like Anthony Pro Bowl.
We need Tom Brady to come.
Yeah, Anthony
Nunez.
Like, right. Yeah. That's
like the Mark Bulger guy. Needs to finally come out.
Like, you need a star player.
Joey Harrington.
Alex Smith. I just say wondering. Superstar.
You've got some small hands.
Joey Harrington, superstar. No, we're not talking about his cousin Pedrog or whatever the fuck the,
you know,
the golfer.
When you have small hands, the only community you're accepted is cock grabbing.
Cock grabbing, yeah.
That's when you have small hands, that's the only.
I just wonder how many women Magic Johnson infected with HIV and fucking shut the fuck up with a few couple million.
Right.
Here. You know?
And he got cured.
Here's a couple million. Yeah.
Here's a couple million.
Your will.
Like, I can't believe that.
Here's a couple million, but I'm going to have my lawyer drop a contract, and I know you're going to die. Obviously. Yeah. So I'm gonna get that
and I am not responsible for your medication
or that.
Just put or that. Your or the baby that we're having together.
Magic
that has
keep
AIDS.
His millions, but just give me your doctor. Whoever you went to, that's who I want to go to.
Right. You don't
whatever
pay
clinic
me
you
nothing.
Ended up at, because they can't even find that shit in Magic anymore.
No, that's nope. What I'm saying.
As soon as he's off the drugs, though, they can.
That's why they
will.
Want to cure shit.
It's just suppresses
why
it.
Why would
that's
he
all.
Ever go off the drugs? He's never going to run out of
no,
money.
No, he never will.
He's never. It never
I think happened. We talked about this before.
He's
like, going to
live forever. He's like
Magic Johnson. Like has it. The total the side well, effects of it. The moon face and the buffalo
face.
Back.
Dude, but that looks. He looks like a retired NBA
buffalo
guy.
Back.
Like,
that's exactly what he looks like.
That's
what
exactly what they look like.
Well, even no, the side effects of the HIV drugs are moon face, which is like you get all round faced, and buffalo back, so you get like that. And Magic Johnson really totally
is that,
has it.
Is that
no, totally,
that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's
totally.
The epitome of that, yeah.
Wow. So, like, yeah, it's not his fault that he's.
No,
but to me,
it's not his fault that he's like 80 pounds heavier than
you.
But
explain Charles Barkley.
But hold on, that's
the same fucking way.
My point is that I'm a humongous Lakers fan, Magic Johnson fan. Like, I didn't know that. And. I never have looked at him and been like, oh.
Yeah, but you look at.
Because he looks
David
like a retired
AIDS.
NBA player.
That's how he looks. He just
big.
Looks pudgy
yeah.
And big.
He doesn't, yeah. I never looked at him and was like, wow, looks like the.
No, it's subtle. Or, it's subtle. But it's there. You could tell.
Buffalo bag. Like, buffalo that's a
look at him. Look at him in his prime. Like
yeah, of course.
And then, I mean fucking Barkley. Barkley just has fucking.
I'm fat,
fried
syndrome.
Chicken. Yeah, like
he's
eat
got
as much as
Vegas
possible.
Well,
yeah,
I like the theory that Barkley got AIDS, just never said anything. They both live the same life, but Barkley just—he's like, I'm not your role model. I don't give a fuck. You'll get AIDS too. Bitch.
I don't want to retire.
You'll get AIDS too. That's fucking horrible,
we're
Travis.
Seriously,
hey,
we've talked.
Travis,
about AIDS
is no joking matter.
Truth is reality.
AIDS is fun to talk about.
When you don't have it.
Yeah. When you yeah. Don't have it. It's like one day I'm going to come in and you're going to be like, AIDS. I'm be like, that shit ain't funny.
That's not a conversation I want to have with my doctor.
No, the worst part about it, AIDS is cured. You just have to have fucking like $250,000 to fucking do it.
Yeah, that's
$250,000
like, that
a year.
A week.
You got a lot
dirty
more than
needles,
that.
Right. You don't have access to those.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Now that we're curing AIDS, what is going to be the next death thing that the government's going to plant in us?
Well, I mean,
SARS.
Well, that and cancer, like
you mean the corporations, not the government. The corporations.
We can't cure it.
We wouldn't need
it's
a
new strain
system.
Of SIDS. We're gonna get rid of them young.
We wouldn't need a medical system if it wasn't for fucking
it's
cancer,
be
right?
Make sure.
Adult death syndrome.
Hey,
yeah.
You know what else?
Well, you guys,
he just died in his sleep. It was a weird thing.
He slept on his stomach and never woke up.
Hey,
he was 32.
John, you know what else? You know what else they say?
They say a lot of.
They say make sure you get your flu shot, bitch.
That's
make sure you go in and get your flu shot so we can put this shit up.
Yeah. They also say use
bird,
condoms.
The
I know.
Yeah, I know. Fucking. Who knows what you can get from latex?
You know, right?
You know?
Yeah, right.
That's why NFL guys don't use condoms. They're like, fuck that.
That's why NFL
I got a
guys,
career
like
to play.
Latex and fucking sex. That's a horrible combination. I'm just gonna take the sex smell.
Your dick's gonna fall off.
Well, you know how retards are born. Latex soaked.
I'm
condoms.
Just joking. I use condoms. I decided to let everybody know that.
Awesome.
That's good.
Condoms
for, are good
great.
For you, man. Good for you.
Condoms are awesome.
Condoms are great.
Condoms are amazing.
Condoms just
condoms
aren't
are
good
great.
After you've
condoms
been fucking great. The same girl for a long time, and then you have to start putting a condom on. Then they're not cool.
Right.
No.
But yeah, if you're dating a girl and you're like, hey, I think I need to use a condom, that's after a while. That's bad.
You know, we've been doing this for a while.
The first year without a condom, right. But now I think I'm going to use one. Something
right.
Smells a little off down there.
Everything's
well, what's funny is
I don't care who you're fucking, but
what's funny is that she introduced that. She's like, I think we should start using a condom.
You should probably start wrapping it up.
My point was happy anniversary. Idiots. Talk about getting broken up with and then having to have, you know.
Oh, the sex
again.
Yeah, the sex. Oh, the we're back together because my penis head went into your vagina.
No.
Are you talking with other girls?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh. I get it. I get it now.
Now I get it.
Damn.
But at that point, you're like,
if I was
like,
having
oh,
sex
strange.
With a girl for 4 years and she said, you got to wear a condom, I'd be like, well, then we're breaking up. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Then you need to quit fucking other dudes. Good night.
then apparently, well, sorry. That was the last time we're having sex. Thank you.
Or why did you stop birth control?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I'm lazy.
She's like, she's actually like, I've never been on birth control.
Oh,
dodged a bullet then.
Not talking.
You remember that?
That's
remember that 9 months?
Subject.
Remember when that 9 months when you were on tour, Trevor?
Subject sensitive. Party yeah, one.
Hey.
Okay. Party two. All right.
All right. Well, so let's.
All right. Party three. Way to go, Travis. Yeah.
What a romantic
I'm
dinner
not
you guys
to
are
that.
Having.
Who hasn't had a slip up?
I'm talking about Kobe now.
Oh, you mean full-on miscarriages? Yeah, I've had a few. Watched a few.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about abortion.
Oh well, shit. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a slip up.
Speaking of abortions, let's talk about Kobe Bryant right now.
Okay.
What's up with this guy?
Fucking grabbing
people's
cell
phones. I already know what you're going to talk about.
Good segue there.
It had to be the latest.
That was fucking terrible.
That was a great segue.
Are we going to talk about the fact that he tried to snatch somebody's phone in church?
Yeah. No, snatched somebody's cell phone, checked it for the picture that he was accusing this kid of taking. It wasn't there, and then gave it back and was like, my bad.
Oops.
That's how that happened.
And then
so
the
what's wrong
to
with
the
that?
Hospital.
Well, the kid's
went
trying
to
act. Yeah, exactly.
That's
trying to act like he
come
his
on,
wrist.
Now, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, though. It's funny.
I know.
He went in for a wrist.
Minor wrist injuries. Yeah. Yes.
It would have been worse than like an Indian burn. Like, yeah,
now,
fuck?
I mean, Kobe's tripping. Kobe's paranoid as hell, obviously.
He didn't want a picture of him praying.
And he's like, I am not in church. What?
He's like, hey, I got to be a-religious.
Right, right.
Did you get any pictures?
I don't love God.
He was actually thinking they were taking pictures of Vanessa. Allegedly, they were taking pictures of her.
I don't care.
He was trying to like grab. I mean, obviously, you don't snatch people's cameras.
No,
in wherever, in church, anywhere.
I mean,
you don't just
you
snatch
can.
Somebody's
I
camera.
I can't get away
if
with putting my hands on
reputation.
Somebody, and I'm nobody.
Right.
Kobe sure as fuck can't put his hands on
right.
people.
He needs to
like,
be smarter than that. Kobe's as
he's
old
been
as we
a
are.
Millionaire
I'll steal
for
a
like
phone from someone, and then they'll be like, oh,
what he
should have
done is stepped on his foot. That's all.
It, you know, I'm like, how does he not know better at this point? You've been famous for more of your life than you haven't been.
Yes, exactly.
How the fuck do you not know better than that?
Yes. And how
he
do you I just
up.
Well, how do you accidentally slip it in the girl's butt?
And if you're Christian, you should forgive him anyway.
When she asks you to.
In church, Kobe.
When she asks you to. Well, if she's bent over a rocking chair, what are you supposed to do?
I just don't understand how he was at church and he was so mad.
See,
how do you go from not mad to snatching
Did
phones
you like
in like
waking
2 seconds?
Up to go to church?
Damn.
Maybe he was forced. The fucker didn't want to go. He's like, fuck.
I mean, but you're already there, but now you're in the church and you're like, I used to do, and then you're like, all right, you know, I'm glad I'm here. It's like working out. You're tired, you want to stay in bed, you're like, fuck this. Then you're done or you're in it and you're like, I'm glad I came. That's how church is. Okay?
Right.
So he was on his normal level. And then he just, he snapped.
You can't turn off the assassin.
Kobe face.
He's always looking to rip somebody's heart out.
Face.
He doesn't care if you're
killer.
Give me that picture.
You take fourth quarter or taking a picture. He's coming for you.
That's what happens when you get swept out of the second round, man.
That's still frustration.
That'll do it. That'll build some rage.
I wouldn't even approach Kobe to say, hey, I'm a big fan, bro.
Well, I don't think he's been.
Fuck you!
He hasn't been out this long without basketball in a while either, though. Like,
did the kid look like Dirk Nowitzki and he just snapped? Like,
was he a little German kid? Was that the problem?
Oh, I get it, Kobe. Oh, we understand.
No, yeah, you gotta know better. I know better than that, and I'm fucking nobody.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, you should have been like, hey, you count.
No, that's Jamie's job.
Somebody in my
Jamie, that's Jamie's job. He's just a little slow.
I'll tell you what.
It's fucking weed. God,
when I'm banging a girl in the ass and some guy comes and takes a picture, I'm snatching phones.
That's funny. When I'm banging
are you
a girl
doing
in
that
ass,
in church?
Like
in
church.
The ass, though? Like,
is
really?
That in church?
You're banging,
in church.
In church, yeah.
Banging your
I'm
wife
snatching
in the
phones.
Church.
You know what I'm
banging
saying?
A girl in
I don't think you're snatching phones if you're banging her in the ass.
You're snatching her.
I become one with God when I'm inside a girl's butthole.
That's right.
And I start snatching everything.
I own all
cameras.
That
is how angels get their wings, though.
Yeah.
what
shit,
you
I'm
own.
A lot of angels.
Are those fallen angels or?
I'm going to heaven.
I'm be floating.
I'm a dark angel.
Jamie Zucker dedicated all these wings.
Look at how many butt cherries he's popped. Angels are flying.
Trevor's a dark angel. Only likes the butthole.
Wasn't that Jessica Alba show, Dark that's Angel? That had nothing to do with anal.
I love Jessica Alba.
Yeah, but if Jessica Alba was... Yeah.
I finally get that show, though. Now it makes sense.
Oh, yeah?
I don't. I never...
I didn't like it until I realized that she was a butthole angel.
Butthole angel, there we indeed.
Go. All of her tasks were centered around anal.
The writing is really good, but I had no idea that's what it meant.
The writing?
I watched for the writing.
Such lots clever innuendo.
Did you guys hear about the Norway killer this week?
No.
The Norway killer. So they brought this dude
Norse
back.
Horse?
No, the Norway massacreist. So they brought him back to the scene of the crime, right? And they let him like walk through the situation where he killed 79.
The situation?
Yeah, they let him walk through it.
Oh man, let him relive it.
Yeah, it was so fucking crazy. He's like, he had a bulletproof vest on, and they like had him on a chain as they watched him like recreate the fucking
so he got to
murdering
come.
Experience.
He got to basically orgasm all over.
Crazy, yeah.
I probably loved every second of that. Like
what kind of fucking strange socialist motherfuckers are the Norwegians? Who they? That's so crazy.
Like, lead us to the bodies.
That obviously was a punishment, right?
No, that's like
that
them trying to. Like,
that was like, hey, dog. Yeah, no, we know what you did.
Work.
We know what you did, and we want
it's
to.
It's like a trophy.
We want to relive that shit. Homie. Yeah. Like, show us.
You know, you're the first Norwegian to ever do something like this.
That's
we
want awesome.
We want to relish in your.
How
triumph
fucked up
here.
Is that? That's so fucked up.
They should have let family members show up, like strapped to the gills and like taken off his vest and just like, all right, show them what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, that's fucking crazy. Who would do that?
I know. That's so
weird
crazy.
Ass.
That's what they should
see.
They should have let the family
now
members
that you
of the
love
victims.
Mexicans, you can hate the Norwegians
now
because they're
I'm
fucking
totally
weird.
Like,
hey, my best friend's Norwegian.
Well, you don't have to hate him.
Okay, we can hate everyone else.
But on the rest,
well, I mean,
is he in the Norwegian government?
All right, that's fine. I hate our government.
We're
too,
canceling so. Yeah, CSI seriously. Norway now. Fuck them.
CSI Norway is done.
You always crossed
the line.
Man, I had that set on my my DVR, too.
That was ready to go.
I was stuck
I can't,
on that one.
I cannot
I don't know if I'll make it home in time to cancel it.
It's going to be a tough week for you. No, I just, that's so fucked up. I always thought people in Scandinavia were so peaceful, but maybe they're just
they are.
Backwards, weird, peaceful.
Oh, but there's those weird fundamentalist
like
Christians over there that
from
are
Minnesota.
Like.
Minnesota? How'd you kill them? Eh? Why don't you go out there and show us? What the fuck is that?
Right?
We just see a lot of snow. We don't see people kill each other.
Hey, walk us up. Through the murder, eh?
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Charles Manson, let us know everything that went down. Show yeah. us.
Yeah. Show me
okay.
one more time.
All right. All right. Here's a young hippie. Show us how you manipulated her into
we're
killing.
We're back to Jewish lady. We didn't go very far.
I love
we
the Jewish lady.
That was like
the
a Manson
tour.
All right.
That's like a police officer. All right. Jewish lady. All right. All right. Show us.
There's
what
a family up there.
Jew.
There's a pregnant lady up on that hill there in that house. What would you do if she's up there by herself?
Helter skelter.
Give her some Blue Dream. That's what I would do.
You've got a 30-06 in your hand. Pick out what you do. Yeah. Shoot her.
Show us.
You got a 38 with a broken handle.
This is what you do. So I got one more news story before the break about the coming apocalypse. You guys hear about Michelle Bachmann won the straw poll in Iowa?
The straw poll?
She's like going to be the number one fucking Republican candidate.
From Iowa?
Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, that's where they say like that's
fine.
The testing ground.
I was going to say that's
Iowa
an important
caucus.
State, though, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, yeah
caucus.
Exactly.
That's
it's
like
a
huge,
big,
right?
It's a big swing state. But
no fucking way.
That bitch is so fucking
there's
stupid.
There's no way.
She
who
is
she?
Like, it's the company.
You don't know who Michelle Bachmann
I know who she is. I don't
every
know a lot
girl that
her.
Runs
she's like
too?
Sarah Palin
no,
on
no,
crack.
No.
On crack?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like a more presentable, but
her husband has, who is clearly gay.
Buoyantly gay man.
Has fucking re-education classes for gay men.
Yeah, he cures gay dudes.
Yeah.
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 He re-educates them on how to be straight.
Well, then he's not gay. He's definitely not gay.
Of course he's not gay.
Are you kidding me?
Of course not.
He's the gayest one there. Without question.
Hello, he teaches the class. He has the secret. He knows how to switch.
Yeah,
he knows. Exactly. He has positive mental thinking.
Trying to teach someone to be a woman.
Whenever you're thinking of sucking a cock, just come talk to me.
What are you saying? I can't be a girl?
What? Well, in front of the donut shop on Santa Monica.
No, that like Michelle Bachman like fucking brags about how her husband... she takes her husband out to go shopping for dresses because he just has such good taste.
He's right. got a knack for it.
He's got a knack for it.
I hope
he's the first lady.
She's
going to be a Republican.
Re-
she's going for Republican?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you have to ask God. That?
But maybe she'll come out of they'll both come out of the closet when she gets elected, and then like that'll be like
right. She'll be a dyke, and
that sex tape's going to be the weirdest shit you've ever seen.
Well, because they're both
and that'll be the start of the
people.
Apocalypse.
It's gonna be two weirdos
that'll
in
be
one
the start
cup.
Of it.
That might be it. If Michelle Bachman gets elected,
we're moving to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny?
Tell me that can't.
3 years
tell me
ago,
that
there was five white dudes in a room
happen.
Doing a podcast, and they said
that would be realistically happen.
Don't open.
That ain't gonna happen.
Realistically, that could happen.
That Michelle Bachman could get elected?
Yes.
Oh, I would hope not.
But, there's no fucking way, right?
No. I hope not.
There's no way we would have a black
there's
man
no
and then
fucking,
a woman.
There's no fucking way. I would rather have no president
don't,
than that woman.
I will tell you this.
I'd
the Republicans hate that
happens.
Black man so much, they will fucking put
that's
a woman in.
That's what I'm
in.
Saying.
They
that's
will put
saying.
A stupid-ass fucking
Travis
woman
would
in.
Vote a Mexican in before he put Michelle Bachman.
I'm actually voting for Ron Paul this year, I've decided. Ron Paul.
Yeah, the problem is we can't waste our vote.
I was just going to say, man, I love Ron Paul.
I said that last time.
It's a waste.
And Obama got in, and he fucking.
I'm not gonna waste my vote on. I'll vote on that black guy.
But he's a lesser
I'll still
evil.
Give, I got him another. He needs 8 years. We gotta be honest. But
he needs to grow a backbone.
He needs 80
just
years.
You gotta be honest.
Yeah. No,
to clean up the mess he needs
walked,
3 terms.
Yeah. He
there's no one.
Disaster.
No one could do it.
He shouldn't. Yeah. He shouldn't have fucking compromised with those fuckers, dude. Because those right. fuckers are trying to make him fail. So that
well,
like they're making
rhetoric.
The whole fucking world fail
their
in order for them to get back into power.
It's an unwinnable fight.
It's
absolutely
exactly. So why are you gonna fucking compromise to make yourself look that much fucking worse?
But
because now even Democrats are looking at Obama like. What the fuck, dude? You're not doing anything we fucking you said you would, and
yeah,
why
no,
we fucking put you in office?
He can't do anything.
He can't
he's
even start
handcuffed.
To do anything.
But he should just lay it out like this is why we are not accomplishing anything.
You're right.
These guys are doing this. You know they're
he
not.
He should get real fuck. He should have
he
a
should
state of the
saying,
union and just get real
just get
fucking gangster. Just get all like
and just get pissed off. You know,
what?
And be like
fuck this.
Right. Do a Jordan speech.
Exactly. Loosen his tie and just call out everybody. Like.
Yeah.
But it's political.
Fuck you
can't do that now.
No, he should though. I think. I think at this point, everybody's pissed off.
I'm out.
Maybe he will. He still has time.
I'm the fucking.
I'm glad that I don't pay attention to that shit.
No, it's
going to be tough
because it would run.
Have him go all Allen Iverson.
Our
we're talking about practice.
Our government is about to melt the fuck down.
Please,
dude,
we're about
and,
to have
and Europe
like
is banking on
yeah.
us recovering oh, first,
man.
So they can recover.
And they're going socialist right now, which I think. All right, we got to cut out, but we'll come back in a minute, and we're going to talk about European socialism. All right,
peace.
Do you often like to unbutton top 5 buttons of your shirt to reveal thick belt of curly black chest hair? Do you, when asked by bartender if you would like cold beer, request instead a cold war? Have you ever uttered the phrase, communism, those were the days? Have you ever met most interesting man in the world and hired him to mow your lawn? Vladbeer is here for you. Finally, a beer that tastes like vodka.
Action. Welcome back to a Apocalyptic Times. My name is Who Gives a Shit. All right, so Mr. fucking Trevor Penick?
Penick.
Penis. Penis.
I say it right?
Penis.
Penis was funnier.
Penick, whatever. You call me whatever.
All right, so.
I got called Pendick.
So what we do when people come on the show.
Pendick. I like that one.
Your first time on the show, we ask you the question, what is the apocalypse? How is the end going to come about?
Well, the apocalypse, the end of the world. To be
big
honest
question.
With you,
dun dun dun.
I don't have a fucking clue. I don't fucking care.
No
to
theories.
Be honest.
I like the answer.
He answered that like
I
a pretty
do
person.
Not care. I really don't.
I'm just gonna live life.
He's like,
every
I've
day
already had a great life.
Fuck it, I'm gonna.
It's fine. Who cares? It's fine.
I could probably think about it and be like, oh, it's gonna be you know whatever. 2012 is going to be a huge earthquake or whatever. It does not affect my day-to-day life, the way I live. It's not going to affect it until that fucking day comes. Regardless. Like, yeah.
Oh, but shit!
But it also is going to affect everyone. And if it's the end, it's the fucking end. Nothing I can do about it, right?
No, but there's always Noah.
Yeah, but you can try and map out.
Noah survived the last end.
Dude, bullshit. There's plenty you can do. John Cusack outran the end of the world. You're just going to sit around, you lazy
prick? You're just going to sit around.
Try and come orgasm and watch the world explode simultaneously.
Trevor will pinch you off. Don't worry.
If it starts to happen.
So you don't come too quick.
You will have your pee pinch. Yes.
John Cusack jumped from the 405 to the 101.
Yes, he did.
Seriously.
So fuck you.
He drove away, like got on a boat, got away, flew away.
I'll tell you
I'm
what.
Getting anybody a hug and taking a shower.
If it comes, I'm going to be Ben Roethlisberger all day. Every day.
Just taking hits.
I'm raping bitches. Raping bitches. Like,
I was going to say, in every bathroom, everywhere, fucking girls that don't want me to.
How old are you, sweetheart?
Getting married. That's the question I was going to ask.
Killing cops, running over babies.
Ripping Super Bowls from cars.
Riding my motorcycle without a helmet.
Welcome to the apocalypse. My name is Ben Roethlisberger.
How old are you? I'm raping bitches.
How old are you, sweetheart? Doesn't matter. It's the end of the world.
You see all these girls with Super Bowl ring scars in the back of their head from getting donkey punched by Roethlisberger.
Dink.
You hear that tightens up the sphincter, though, eh?
That's so terrible.
I'm not the one that raped girls.
There's no defense for the Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger is the one that did it.
Yeah, they're going to change it from donkey punch to the Roethlisberger.
You just got Roethlisberger. Yeah. What does that mean? When you get punched in the back of the head with a Super Bowl ring after you unwillfully get fucked?
Hey, Ben, are you planning on getting a job during the NFL lockout? No. I'm raping bitches.
You just won the Super Bowl. What are you doing?
Raping bitches. I'm going to Disney World and I'm going to rape Snow White. I'm
raping bitches. Watch your ass, Pocahontas. I'm coming for it.
I'm raping bitches.
Send the rape.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
That's a single.
I'm raping bitches all night.
Raping bitches. Oh, God.
That was the best Lil Wayne I've ever done.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Collective.
For your song.
I don't know what just happened, but I think I got raped. You just met Roethlisberger.
Does my ass smell like Roethlisberger?
I don't know.
Do I smell like a steel mill? Do I smell like a steel mill?
For some reason, I have a Super Bowl ring imprint on the back of my head.
My chest smells like Pittsburgh. What the fuck?
Brett Favre said he was in Wisconsin.
Yes. I sent my...
Couldn't have been him.
Dude, yeah.
He sent me his penis.
Well, Favre, it wouldn't matter if he raped girls anyways. Have you seen those pictures? They wouldn't have felt a thing.
Actually, no, I haven't seen those pictures.
I didn't look that up.
Brett Favre's picture was being on the internet. I didn't actually want to click on it.
Favre's dick? I got to Google that.
Oh, man. I love Favre.
I love Brett Favre.
I
want to
see the gunslinger's
I love Brett Favre as much as the next guy.
What a fucking man, dude. Look at that penis. Yeah. Well, what a fucking man.
I want to see a little Wisconsin cheese. Oh, it really is a cheesehead.
Oh, it's some Farfamunda.
No, that's just chlamydia.
Ooh, gross.
Thank you, David, for telling us about your obsession. Who else's penis have you looked at?
I know, I was going to say, I just read the stories on that. I didn't follow the...
Actually, I got mine secondhand, my news.
I'm not looking up dicks and saying second hand. Yeah,
you fuck
weird.
Jen Sturger. God damn it, you fuck Jen Sturger. I hate you.
If I did, you would have known about it a lot sooner.
I was going to say, you would have talked about that before Favre's dick.
If I did that, you would have met her. I would have been like, after I fucked her, of course. But yeah, because I'm not going to.
I probably would have fucked her already.
Yeah, exactly.
Never introduce a woman to Trevor.
Yeah, not if I haven't.
Right. If you haven't fucked her yet or want to fuck her again, don't introduce her to Trevor.
No.
Note to Trevor's friends. Who don't understand that.
I just got fucked over on my friend's birthday, man. I'm all like, do not talk to this waitress. I've been putting in work. Fucking 15 minutes later, he's in the fucking number. I'm like, you dickhead. Yeah,
I just said hello.
That is not my MO, period. Hey, do not let these guys.
She just dropped the bread off, and I just had to have sex with her. So
it's your fault.
He's like, dude, you knew what this was. You saw me.
It's your fault. It's our lack of game, but our intelligence tonight.
You invited me.
if I wanted another water.
He's like, you knew she was still alive, right? You're bad.
By water, I thought she meant a clear liquid beverage. Apparently, it meant her
She's
vagina
getting the penic. Like,
face.
That's just happening.
She's getting the penic.
That's happening. All
right. I thought it was penic.
Hey, she was a fan. What can I
Not
say?
When
she
he
was
puts
a fan.
It on her, it's
I
the
just
penic.
Got penic'd over.
He's Trevor Penic. When she gets it, it's a penic.
It does stretch out the E.
Hey, she was masturbating to me when she was 12 years old, all right? I had to let her, you know.
Grass on the field, play ball.
That's right. She's crawling. She's in the right position.
No, that's why Trevor's in a great position now. Ten years ago, these girls had fucking posters of Trevor on their wall. Okay? So they're looking at that like, oh, my
I'll
God.
I'll never know what that's
the
like.
The first time they touched themselves, they're thinking of Trevor.
First time they went to O-Town, they were looking at you
yeah,
in O-Town.
Literally.
Wait, you guys are saying you weren't masturbating at that poster 12 years ago?
No.
Why's it got to go from 10 to 12? Why's it got to go from 10 to 12 years?
I can say without a shadow of a doubt, no woman's first time masturbating was to me. Ever.
I know.
Ever. Ever.
I did have this weird cousin.
Yes,
not sure. And when I say I had,
yeah, like what happened?
We killed her.
I had one girl masturbate to me, but that's because I forced her.
I was gonna say,
but it wasn't the first time she ever did it.
Yeah.
She had rubbed off to a picture of Trevor like then, 10 years before yeah. she met your ass.
To be honest, there were pictures out there of me in the bathtub at 2. With my giant cock, so you know, I got a little attention.
At 2?
She had a sticky tiger beat with Trevor on the cover before she ever met your ass.
Oh, tiger.
Yeah, believe me.
Oh,
the fact that you know tiger beat scares me.
Dude, everyone knows tiger beat.
And it started with
this was tiger
beat.
Yeah! That's why we need a webcam. He's tiger beating it right now. Yeah. No one even knows.
Join the podcalyptictimes.com next week for Ustream.
You tiger beating motherfucker. We saw it.
Apocalyptictimes.com/tigerbeat.
Tiger beating it with Trevor.
Let's just get him tiger beating that shit.
We're gonna have a chat room for
now
half
that you
an
own
hour.
that.com.
Oh,
that should
tigers.
Be all the pictures. That should be every picture. Trevor tiger beating it.
Where's our goddamn?
Have you beat some cougars? How about cougars?
Cougar beater.
Cougar beat. Yeah.
Look at that look. Look at that look. He's like, I've had some pumas, motherfucker. I can't even talk about it.
Well, a puma is the same thing as a cougar.
I had a panther on the way here.
That might be the most hilarious. Like
cougars are my favorite.
I think we should start a fucking blog, probably called Cougar Beat, where
Cougar
fucking,
Beat. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
People punch a bunch of women. Out of
cougars. Let me tell you, when you're 22, 23, 21. You all know. There's
you can't even say no to that.
Better than a cougar.
Well, yeah, because a cougar's 25 at that point.
No, they're like, they're like
cougar's less than 30.
They're
still
like 31.
Off.
They're like 31.
31, yeah.
But oh, hot hell as fuck.
Dude, I haven't even done a 31-year-old now.
Dog. But
and
when
they
you're
have
21?
No interest in marrying you.
Yeah, they just want a dick.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you're like old ass people like we are now. And you date a 31-year-old. She's like, oh, when are we getting married? Is this going somewhere? Do you want to have babies?
And you're like, afterwards, fuck. You get me a sandwich, and then we'll talk after.
You're like, you don't realize I still have the mentality that I'm 22.
Yeah.
No, you have
and
the wrong
the income.
In the income. That's
the
way more
Therefore,
important.
Do you really want to have a baby with this?
I don't want a baby that makes more money than
yeah.
me.
That's why I don't get a real job.
That's funny, but I can't say that. I don't have the same income as when I was 22. Fuck!
You should make so much more.
You're one of the few people in America.
Selling posters.
Damn it, how did I go this way? How did I go down?
Yeah, straight up.
What the fuck?
42, you'll be a billionaire. Don't sweat it.
Shit! What are you doing with your life? It's fucking
hey,
in here.
How many times...
Don't take your shirt off. Some bitch will come through here. Fuck you.
How many times has Trump gone bankrupt and come
he's
right back from it?
He just gets richer every
That's
time.
Right.
Every
right.
time. Somebody's like, oh, it's Donald Trump.
And
yeah, I'll invest in that guy.
I don't think that guy owns anything other than his TV show. That's right. it now.
And the phrase, you
the
fired.
Trump Towers.
You're fired.
What about the Trump Towers in Vegas that nobody goes to?
I was going
to
say,
Trump National Golf Course.
I know
that.
Shit.
He came out of the womb.
I think he's just like 49% stockholder now. Yeah, the only thing he's got
to
all of his
And you know how much money that's making?
He came out of the womb with $7 billion in his ass.
Yeah,
so
right.
Fuck him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I wish he would have ran for president.
With a negative
I would have voted for him over fucking Bachman, that's for sure.
Jeez, I came out of the womb.
Your parents still haven't paid off that hospital bill.
I would that's register.
Debt. Debt. I was born on parole, dog. What do you mean, debt?
Yes,
I went to court when I was three and shit. What
I was born on lockdown.
What am I doing here?
I was born, went into jail immediately. So 3 years.
The warden spanked you. Like, that's how
wait. Your mom's the white side of the family, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was their side of the family must have been really disappointed in you, right?
Oh, you were safe. Yeah.
I'm like, do you even know your dad?
Well, he could probably sing and dance.
Well, hopefully he got talent.
Let's see you jump. I know you can. Fuck you.
So whatever you do, keep the drugs away from him.
So I saw Trevor did really well in math class. Let's put him into dancing.
Yeah, right?
I don't care that he did well there. We all do well there.
I really wish Donald Trump would have still ran for president.
He has good credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't that have been great? Trump running for president.
If Trump ran, that'd be great.
If Trump ran for president,
Bachman.
Oh yeah, yeah. What we should have all done is registered Republican, made sure Trump was running for president. The nomination, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and then like, voted the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, come on.
I love it. Let's do it right now.
I'm just talking to primaries.
All you millions of people that are listening to fucking
everybody
right now.
All you Democrats out there, fucking register Republican, vote the worst fucking possible candidate in,
and then
vote Democrat.
We had a black dude. Let's go for an orange guy. Right. Like, that'd be awesome.
You know, if an Asian starts running a country.
No. I would never vote for an Asian.
I'm just saying it would probably
dude,
work.
They can handle that deficit.
I'm just kidding.
They're so good at math and karate.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
it would knock the
and shit
they'll out.
Have Chinese ancestors were good. We're solid.
Yeah, it was solid.
The railroad system would be through the roof.
Our ratings will go through the roof.
Hell yeah.
Dude, China will start
barring it over.
China will start buying our products just like they do the NBA.
Exactly.
Do you see what happened when Yao Ming came into the NBA?
He wasn't even that good.
Fuck.
And I think he's a god over there.
Yeah.
Hey, he's pretty damn good.
He was pretty damn good.
He's pretty damn good when he's
they
healthy.
They treat him like the second coming in his homeland.
He wasn't there. And that was the best Chinese basketball player ever.
Didn't you guys hear they're giving him a rush?
Since Godzilla.
No, they're giving him a rush Hall of Fame decision.
They're going to try.
Yeah.
Because of what he did for basketball, though. He globalized the game.
Yeah, so did
which
my
he
dick.
Did.
Dude, yeah, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
Kids in 5 years are not even going to know who the fuck Yao Ming is. I'm sorry, they're not.
So did Kobe Bryant.
Drazen Petrovic. No one knows who the fuck that is.
Yao Ming made Kobe huge in China.
Yeah, I know.
Because Kobe was the best player during Yao's run.
He's named after their most famous beat.
Yeah, that's Japanese.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, they're all the same. Well, right?
I was gonna
right?
say,
that's what
you were
going to say.
I'm
going to
plug the man anytime I can, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay?
Yeah, so.
Kobe.
And you guys are just going to deal with it all night long, okay? Because I love Kobe.
I'll snatch that phone out of your fucking hand.
I love Kobe.
Hand.
You know what? Can you pass me the crystal necklace?
You taking a picture? You taking a picture, motherfucker?
Yeah, oh, you snatch
my bad.
That phone. Do the rape face.
My bad.
You know, in the last
I'm
couple
raping
years.
Bitches. I'm raping bitches.
Don't worry. Bitch. After I rape you, I will buy my wife a diamond necklace.
$5 million
bracelet.
So.
Okay, here's a truthful question. I know nobody else can see this, but in this room, by show of hands, who thinks Kobe raped the bitch?
Or not necessarily rape.
No.
I just think that
did she get fucked harder than she wanted? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he accidentally slipped it in the butt. That's what I think happened.
I do think she did the no.
Did he maybe choke her out a little bit? Yeah, probably. But she signed up for the sex.
I think she was perfectly cool with it until he fucking slid it in her ass.
She got the black mamba.
And she was like, oh my God, I got fucking 10 inches deep of Lakers in my ass.
Not and to mention that was the sixth dude that day, so it was probably a little raw at that point.
Yeah.
Actually, she probably encouraged him to go in the ass because she had six dudes
like,
already in her.
She's like, my pussy is so sore, you're going to have to go back door, like, Kobe, just like in the triangle.
It started consensual. Whatever the case is, it started consensual, and then...
When the pick and roll doesn't work,
I mean,
you got to go back door.
How many of us would not have done what he did? By show of hands.
What do you mean?
I've done what he's done.
Okay, well, see.
With the chick, you mean?
If you are
so
a millionaire.
Can sue me.
Right, okay.
I'm just saying, I wish Phil Jackson
if I called you
was
there.
You just got to be a little more careful who you fuck. He had options. It's not like that's the only girl that would have fucked.
It was that night. It was that night.
Yeah, but she was at the morning room service came out. At the hotel.
He forgot the biggest thing.
No much better could have been.
He walked outside with his dick out and somebody would have started sucking it.
He forgot he was black.
No, he forgot to do one thing and one thing only.
He was in Colorado.
So into his fame and shit, as a human being, you're still supposed to say oops, and then it makes it okay.
No, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Oops,
like,
everything is all good. He didn't say oops. He's like,
I bet you this is how it went down.
All right, I want to hear Trevor Penick's account.
Like you said, it was consensual from the start. It was going down, whatever. He put it in her ass, finished,
in her ass,
made her leave.
Well, that right.
Pulled a situation on her.
Right.
Said, hey, do you need me to call you a cab?
With DTF.
Like, what do you need?
Do you need me to call room service to clean this up?
And she was like, what? And she got fucking pissed and then said that he raped her. Guarantee you that's what happened.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I mean,
I don't disagree.
Maybe it got a little rougher than she expected. That would be about the only benefit I gave
and
her.
If he would have let her stay the night, which
nothing if he had spooned with that bitch, he would have saved himself millions of dollars.
Which he's a married man. He can't let her spend the night.
No.
Exactly. He was actually a Christian man at that point.
He saved the romance for
his He's like, hey, bitch, no. I'm married. You cannot
what happened, the same bed. What happened is she just wanted to get a picture with him, and he fucking snatched the camera phone out of her hand.
Is it ironic that Ray put it in her butt? Rhyme? Because he was number 8 at the time, and then he did...
8 and rape rhyme. Yeah.
Dude, you know somebody in a Nuggets game dropped that shit on him. He got sick of hearing he was like, yeah, you rhyme with 24, asshole.
Seriously.
24.
Fucking whore.
Yeah. 24, you raped that whore.
You raped that whore. I can't get away from it. I'm just Kobe the symbol.
Yeah.
Now what?
The ball player, formerly known as Kobe.
It's just a piece of beef. That's his name now.
It's just grass-fed.
It's Vanessa's fucking bracelet. That's it.
I can't wait.
Seriously.
$4 million fucking bracelet.
It was a $4 million ring.
I thought it was a ring.
No,
or?
It was a ring.
No,
a ring.
She had that big old purple bracelet. It was like $4 million.
It was a ring.
I'm sure he's fucked up a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't the only bitch he fucked either. So.
I heard they had an agreement.
That chick's got his kid.
That bitch fucking trapped his ass so fat. Why do you think his parents don't approve of the marriage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. Dude, are you kidding?
Because her parents know
no,
who went
rat.
Down. She loves him now. She loves him.
She's a hood rat.
I'm not going to give you that.
Yeah, but she was in it for the money from day one.
A hood rat. I bet you that bitch will fuck somebody else real quick. Fuck that.
Unless it's Karl Malone.
I was going to say Delonte West probably fucked.
You know Delonte West got up in that shit.
He's not in the young
Delonte West.
Delonte West.
She's a little too young for him.
He
fucked Kobe's mom.
Delonte West just applied for a job at Home Depot.
Home Depot. I hope
did he fucking really?
He put
I'm
it on Twitter.
Hire him to help me move.
On Twitter, he put, just applied at Home Depot. The lockout ain't a joke.
Sad thing is, they won't even hire him.
He's bipolar.
He's on too much medication for that shit.
Do you know about how great Delonte West is?
He's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen the craziest way possible?
That's what LeBron's mom says.
Oh, my God. He's fucking shit. This will... With fucking J.J. Hickson when he was a rookie.
Oh, with the donuts.
And he was telling about to tell him to go to Krispy Kreme.
Better have my donuts.
He tells the rookie, hey, I don't care. Like, I ain't going to hate you. You ain't got to drink beer. You ain't got to do none of this. But let me tell you, he's like, every day before you go to practice, you need to bring Krispy Kreme. And J.J. Hickson's like, you telling me I got to drive all the way because they're in Cleveland. But
that's right, motherfucker.
There ain't a Krispy Kreme.
That's what I'm telling you.
The closest
Cleveland?
One's in Cincinnati. Which is like 5 hours from Cleveland.
He's
like, I got to drive to Cincinnati to bring you Krispy Kremes. I don't care if you got to drive, fly, whatever you got to do. This is plane, trains, and automobiles. Better have my donuts.
You know what the better Delonte
West
story is?
No wonder they didn't trade J.J. Hickson when they had the chance.
Right.
He was willing to go all the way to Cincinnati.
Right.
That's dedication.
Fucking try to get Amari Stoudemire to go to fucking Cincinnati and get your donuts.
Motherfucker. It has like, you're getting bagels, motherfucker.
He's like, motherfucker, you're lucky I'm better than you. You get you fucking flat out Cincinnati. Give me my donuts, bitch.
I don't know what's the other
one. So the better Delonte West story is he gets
I don't know
he gets pulled over on a motorcycle, which doesn't sound that bad.
This is good.
Except for he gets pulled over off his fucking medication, which he takes for being bipolar and whatever else is wrong with him. And he's got a fucking guitar case. Like he's
full of
fucking El Mariachi with like a fucking pump action shotgun loaded like he's gonna go into a bar and shoot Cheech Marin in the face. Fucking just strapped from head to toe on a motorcycle with a guitar case slung on his back.
Oh, Desperado
and he doesn't know what
style.
He doesn't get what's wrong with that.
No.
You like Robert Rodriguez was on the back of that motorcycle being like, this is fucking crazy. We shouldn't be doing this.
Like, this dude is a comic book hero.
It's insane.
I need an illustrator right now because I'm going to write the comic book.
He is amazing.
And it's going to be called Delonte West.
Right. And he said to the cop, better have my donuts.
better have my donuts. Oh, my God.
You better edit that in later with the real Delonte West.
With the real Delonte, yeah.
He fucking...
You could get off jimrome.com.
The best... Yeah. He picked out the best basketball player in the world and fucked his mom.
You think Kobe...
While he was teammates with him.
I thought Kobe was a beast. You're right. Kobe will fucking rape a bitch.
Why do you think Kendrick Perkins got traded?
He's not fucking LeBron's mom.
And that shows you the punk that LeBron is. All
right? That's right.
Because if that would happen to Kobe...
Dude, if you had fucked Jordan's mom, not only would he have taken your ring, but he would have killed your entire family afterwards and set your life on fire.
And LeBron,
but there would have been no trace. There would have been no trace.
No one would have caught him.
Everybody in that family would have died.
Yeah.
And then Jordan would have been on the court.
And he would have been like, he would have got the next three rings and dedicated them to you. And LeBron just went and
he retired after seven.
At his Hall of Fame speech, he'd have been like, oh, and Jason Patrick and the Patrick family. Sorry, y'all ain't here.
Sorry. Yeah. But yes, DNA can disappear.
Yes. Right.
Stopped his seven rings because he merged.
It's a wrap.
That's why LeBron will never be Jordan.
Because he ain't willing to kill a motherfucker.
He won't eat somebody's soul.
Can we stop? Okay, this is what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask everyone to stop saying LeBron B. Jordan.
Well, that's stupid. You have to be two chosen one on your back.
You have to be Kobe at least before you can
valid
be Jordan.
Point. And Kobe will never be Jordan. So
say that LeBron will never be Kobe because you can't be Jordan without being Kobe.
We can't say that for
valid
point.
I will absolutely defer to that.
If Kobe,
why don't you tell Scottie Pippen that?
Scottie
Pippen should have just shut up.
Scottie Pippen, like a week later, retracted his statement.
Scottie Pippen, but he should
like correction. LeBron is not better than
LeBron is still
Jordan.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. He felt Jordan looking at him from across the country. Was like, oh,
what
shit.
I said. What I meant to say, it was taken out of context. And everybody's like, Scotty, can you just ride on his coattails a little bit more, please?
Scotty, shut your mouth.
Can you ride his
20%? You asshole.
Can you ride his coattails out of our fucking media and everything? Out of our consciousness?
Scotty, we love the idea of you, but fucking...
But your nose is huge.
You...
No tipping, Pippin. Fuck you, that
God damn it. What a dick.
Really want anything.
LeBron's the same. LeBron's the worst.
Are you serious?
I heard Jordan was bad, too.
And LeBron is like black with it. He's like ghetto with it.
He's like, I had 19 strawberry lemonades. And
he's
I don't give a shit.
Yes. He's like, oh, we need a table
better
for eight.
Better have my coup.
And he's like, that one ain't gonna work. We need
Shaq
another table
week.
For eight. When Shaq was a Laker.
He's badass, dude.
When he would go into restaurants, go anywhere in L.A., he gave every person a $100 bill.
Right.
He walked into valet. Gave him $100. When the host sat him, gave him $100.
That's why he's the diva.
Waitress gave him Shaq. That's the shit. I'm the biggest Kobe fan in the history of the world.
Shaq.
I fucking love Shaq.
Shaq's the best.
He's the best.
He's a good guy. He's
ambassador
good guy.
To sports.
He's funny. He's straight funny.
Funny dude.
And he's going to be on TNT next year. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be so much better.
Are they kicking the game? Cut the game. I don't want to see the game anymore. I don't want to see the Spurs and the
Pistons. Weber fucking, timeout.
Yeah, Weber.
You know who hates Shaq being on TNT? Ernie Johnson. Because he's not going to get
Smith.
To say shit.
Kenny Smith.
No. I think Chris Weber.
I like Kenny Smith.
No, it's got to take away from Chris Weber, right? He's got to be gone, right?
But Chris Weber actually is the smartest one of all of them.
Right,
but he's not funny, but his basketball take... his basketball take is the shit.
Right. He knows the game, and
but so does Kenny
man.
And Charles. But they don't.
I don't
sound like
class.
They know the game.
No, but they're entertainers.
Charles knows it. No, Charles sounds great though.
I love Charles.
When
I
he's talking about
Kobe
like,
Bryant. Kobe Bryant.
Let me tell y'all.
Kobe's trying to put the ball in the basket. You see?
Yeah. Kobe, come on now, people.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Best TNT moment this whole year was when the Grizzlies beat the Spurs in Game One. And I think Barkley either said after the Game One win or before. Actually, it was before. Barkley said the Grizzlies are going to beat the Spurs.
Yeah, I think he called it before.
And Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson just made him wear that the whole rest of the next, like, oh yeah,
like he
yeah,
was crazy.
And the Grizzlies are gonna beat the yeah. Spurs too. Oh. Like somebody would say something, oh yeah, and the Grizzlies are gonna beat the Spurs, like da da da.
Yeah, and they did.
Oh my God, talk about eating crow. Like,
yeah.
Oh
no, Barkley actually, it was he's amazing. On it when he fucking wow. says something. Like he's
he
like,
knows matchups.
He said
really
Dallas
well.
Yeah, the Lakers.
He knows matchups.
He said all
really
that
well.
Shit.
Yeah,
he said you better watch out for the Dallas Mavericks.
He knows personalities of teams.
Seriously, you
better that watch. German motherfucker is crazy.
Right.
You're Charles Barkley. Wait, hold on. Your Charles Barkley is the worst of us.
That's
we were all better.
It's terrible.
Like,
it's
just a lot. Terrible. I can't
terrible.
Imitate anybody.
I can only say terrible. One Charles Barkley word, and that's terrible.
Terrible. Terrible.
You're terrible. It's
also,
terrible.
Also, I do not have my microphone, so I can't.
You just actually, you really are making yourself sound like you're from Arizona right now. That's all.
Well, bobbity boopity.
Any of you I'm going to Arizona in 2 weeks. I'm going to Arizona in 2 weeks. Anybody out there listening, it's from Arizona.
What part of yeah. Arizona are you going
I'll be there in Scottsdale.
Are you going with an escort? Are you going with an escort?
American Junkie, August 31st, Wednesday
Look
night.
Out. Look out.
Ooh.
That's going to be an extreme amount of fucking Scottsdale pussy right there.
I was going to say.
Those bitches.
You'll get
those pretentious
sure.
bitches. I don't know.
Oh, don't say that now. Wait till
I mean,
2 weeks after.
No. I mean those lovely females.
You know the best thing about Scottsdale pussy? You move to L.A. and you tell me you lived in L.A. for like 5 minutes and you come back to Scottsdale, they'll be like, oh my God, you're amazing.
Yeah, you live in Hollywood.
I wish I lived there.
God. You live
What's
in Hollywood.
Like
yeah,
What's
yeah,
it?
I live exactly right
I'm
in
gonna
the middle
Hollywood
of
Hollywood on your
Spider-Man is my neighbor, nigga. I'm raping bitches.
Spider-Man's my nigga. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
You notice how it got all quiet and weird in here when Travis said
I was gonna let it go.
Kind of like he kind of said the other word. No,
he bailed
really.
Out at the end.
He's like I have a somewhat black person in here. I'm gonna go for it.
He's looking
now.
At him like, come on, give me the okay. Give me the okay.
And Trevor gave him the stink eye there for a second. And he was like, oh no, he didn't really say
I'm
it.
I'm not gonna fight you, but you're on your own.
I gave him Tiger Beat.
He did actually.
Drop the Edward, nigga.
Good thing the street.
I mistakenly confused the stink guy for the tiger beat.
I called it cougar beat from the beginning.
Often confused.
Oh yeah, cougar beat.
We're not young men anymore.
If there's any cougars out there.
Oh, yeah, but a cougar for
hello,
me now is like
hello.
A cougar for me is like 45.
40 is a cougar. I mean, yeah. How old are you? Dory shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
62. Okay. Well, that would be a puma to you.
Dude, I take vitamins.
He's always trying to
push it back. I'm on that Centrum, dog.
I'm on what have you done to look so young? I rape bitches.
I rape bitches.
A to zinc.
I rape all them bitches.
My name's Kobe.
Kobe.
I take vitamins and I rape bitches.
And I'm the best player in the world. On that note, I think it's time. What? It's time for what?
Rapist.
I think it's time now for the jack-off hour.
Right now, DJ Easy Dick.
Mr. Trevor Penick is hosting a new segment on apocalyptictimes.com.
If you're licking, that's
W-Balls.
W-Balls.
How do you like
First
to
of all,
how do you like
he's
to
got
jack
to
off?
Hear the shit on W-Balls. W-Balls.
All right, for our first song, we're going to go ahead and go with the Different Strokes theme. Different Strokes.
I'm Ted Al.
So, are you left-handed or right-handed when you're jerking it off?
And do you pinch it? Do you pinch it?
I'll tell you what. The righty starts off, throws about the first 7 2/3, and then the lefty comes in for the close.
Got to bring in a closer, man. Brian Wilson's got to shut
my left hand.
I can go
with Rivera.
The left hand can get me there, like close, but it can't finish me off. No way. It's just too unfamiliar.
You
use
the
too much.
No.
No, I don't
the
use it.
Unfamiliarity enough. Should be the greatest thing about it. It's like, oh, shit.
No, because the right knows exactly.
On my shit.
Yeah, the right knows exactly where to go.
There's
G-spot.
The passion behind with the right hand. Or I guess it depends what your dominant hand is.
Well,
but there's
let's
that
just,
passion.
If we all reverse. I mean, the reverse is like the best. You've all reversed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should all see what each other's hands can really do.
Let's just keep our pants on.
I called the
okay, now see, now
all right,
now,
you guys are sitting
on.
Next to each other. All I'll right. just sit like this.
Okay, David. Now listen, the only problem with that comment is that I would say that we're all allowed one gay comment a night, but you already commented that you went on the internet.
I thought you were going to say it.
Google
Barb's
dick.
And now you just said we should all pull our dicks out and see who does it what way.
See where my mind goes.
This is
where my mind goes.
Accident, he's in the ski position ready to mogul either.
Right. I'm like, I don't know if I like being on your left side anymore.
See, where my mind goes when you said that, it was we're all allowed one gay experience a night.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, in that case...
That was but no, comment. He said one gay comment. Sorry, sorry, my bad.
My shit was like a flower. My mic was like
my mistake.
It was like, you know, my zipper zips, and then it says, "Lucky you."
You shouldn't have worn that. I wore
lucky jeans.
Duarte's like, "Cause I blew that dude before I got here, so I'm still good, right?" Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so intrigued. I don't know what to do.
Trevor, you shouldn't have worn that cologne. That's all I gotta say.
I know. Shit.
Oh.
Damn it. I need some more vodka.
Well, this is an awkward end of the show.
Yes, this is the end of the show? Bad. We don't have another segment? Are you kidding?
Well,
you
we can edit it.
We're just going to have you prove yourself off air.
Have is that it? Have you ever been mistaken for a can of sardines? Have you ever had someone knock on your door trying to apply for a fisherman job? Perhaps your boyfriend has tried anchoring your double wide trailer. Have you ever successfully made loaf of Wonder Bread by putting flour in your pants? If so, Vlad mints are for you. Introducing the first and only mint to freshen your vagina.
Well, hello, darlings, it's me, Mafita. Remember this saying, when your partner's nose is a hurting, stick a Vlad mint in your beef curtain.
Sugar-free and yeast-free and completely environmentally safe. Vlad mints, a refreshing way to start your day.
Back to a pod, Calypso Times, part three.
Yeah.
Part three.
Motherfucking Trevor Pickett.
No, this is overtime.
House.
It's overtime.
You know what we do when we got O-Town's motherfucking Trevor Pickett?
When you got O-Town, you got
overtime. Overtime. O-Town, because you know
go
what?
To the
if I wasn't here,
bitch.
You know what I'd be doing? Raping bitches.
Raping. Who wouldn't be? If you weren't here, I would be raping bitches.
If we were getting laid, we'd be raping bitches. If you were getting laid, it would be... Tuesday
consensual.
Night.
If I wasn't here, you'd all be raping bitches.
I had a double dip the other day, by the way.
Wow. A double
nice.
Dip.
Bones it.
Wow.
Man, you get a little old for that.
Boom.
How's your back?
I'm reaching.
How's your back?
That's great. I laid down the whole time.
He's like, I'm older. I put them to work now.
I double dip. Lazy man. Double
I'm like, how old are you? 20? Cool. You do all the work.
Yeah.
Get on top.
You probably take yoga and shit.
Consider this a learning experience. Right.
That is called pimp game. Officially.
That is just how Jaime does it, too.
All right, so Trevor, give me
or in parking lots, whatever.
Give me your best story. Give me your best road story. I want to hear your best story on the road.
Damn.
Fucking as a goddamn
something your fans
band.
Will appreciate,
right? I don't know if I could
something
say
your
that.
Fans will appreciate.
I fuck your I fans. Could, we're talking to men. We're already.
I was gonna say you don't even have to go R rated. Just give us PG-13 at least.
Give us the dirtiest. I mean,
the great stories are all
so
fucking.
So there was
X
this
rated.
Girl, and her name
right.
was
yeah. right.
Your dick was.
She lives at. It was in this city. She still lives there. I'm.
It was the summer of 02.
Exactly. I don't. I mean, what do you want from me, Travis?
I want to hear like
make besides it, your life,
make it sound romantic, so
fuck
she'll
romance.
Fuck you again.
Fuck romance.
But right, at the so same time, tell me how you destroyed her.
How many? What's the most amount of chicks you brought on a bus and got a blowjob from while on tour in one day?
Okay, here's the
question.
Thing.
That's
here's
very
the thing
direct.
That everyone
I wish
thinks
just been
happens.
Like six. Next question.
Here's the thing that everyone thinks happens.
7.5.
Which is what you just said. However, that never fucking happened. We never, like, it wasn't rock star. Like, it was weird. It was weird. One thing I never did, I never went into a lobby of a hotel that we were staying at and, like, picked a broad out.
No, why the fuck not?
I don't know, because I had an image to upkeep.
I would
guess.
Just pick one, and even if I wouldn't fuck him, I'd be like, I changed my mind. But I know I could have done whatever I wanted.
You're like, I
see,
mind
I was,
that
my
one.
MO, my MO is more like, I'll go out. I'll go out in the city we're staying in. I'll go out in that city and then, like, you know, whatever. Get recognized. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, go out in the city and if no one recognizes me, try and be a regular guy. And
and rape some house. Bitches.
That's so crazy.
You know, it's great when you don't get recognized.
Can you even imagine that? Like, this dude
he's
is
like, I'm tired of getting recognized. I want to rape some bitches.
I hate being famous. Me. I can't rape bitches.
Fuck me, I don't know who I am.
Right, Kobe?
I need to rape.
I want to get my rape on. fuck.
But
like,
you know who I am? I'm sorry. This is just not going to work out, sweetheart.
That's fucking great.
When I moved to a new city, the first thing I asked was, you know a good rape lawyer?
That's fucking terrible.
No, the first thing I asked is, have you ever been raped? Would you like to be?
Would you like to be?
Would you like
And then, do you know a good rape lawyer? Yeah. It's pretty simple.
And if not, I mean, you can go ahead and rape me. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
I find my loves of my life by going, were you molested as a child? And when they say yes, I'm like, ah, oh, sold. Marry me.
You're like, how many issues do you have?
And then I get also the ones that have had abortions, and then I wonder why the relationship abruptly ended.
Like, are you Norwegian? You're fucking
you
weird.
You dated a girl who had an abortion?
I think every ex-girlfriend.
Did you date my ex-girlfriend? What the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Shit.
What kind of program are you going to go out?
Hey, I think we need to go out and hook you up.
My program is...
You guys are such Eskimo brothers.
But you better know how to fuck. So if daddy didn't teach you...
Well, if she's been raped and hasn't had an abortion, she knows how to fuck.
Pretty much.
I don't ever want a girl whose father showed her how to fuck. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Absolutely terrible.
Square.
Revelations of
whatever, time. Whatever, nerd. Get the fuck out of here.
You're never going to have the time of your life.
You'll never be on tour with O-Town later.
Yeah, go live your Midwestern life, brother.
Back to Ohio, bitch.
Let me say this. A tour bus is like fucking automatic panty remover.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let's say...
It's
so
hot in there.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, you're hanging out, and you're just like, oh, yeah, you want to... Want to see where I live? You know, you want to see the bus?
You
want to see my bedroom, sweet thing? Right, you know?
Right. And then it's like...
We want to see where the second most magic happens.
Oh, my God. And then in your mind, you're like, it's a fucking bus.
It's a bus. When girls aren't here, we're fucking hating each other.
It's a bus. I can't even shit on here. Are you
Eric's
fucking kidding
pinching
me
off.
You didn't even have one where you could take a shit?
Oh, that's a bus rule.
That's the rule, dude. Yeah, no number two except in the hotel.
There is no number two.
Yeah.
The only way you can do it number two is if you get a trash bag, you sit on the toilet in the bus, you take a shit in the bag, and then you throw it off.
I know Dave Matthews Band didn't have that problem. They shit on the bus, and then they dumped it over a bridge onto a cruise ship.
you definitely do not want to shit in a tour bus bathroom. That's all I'm saying. You don't want a
Dave Matthews deuce either, because that's all granola and shit.
It's just terrible.
All tofu and fucking...
Terrible. My shit's wholesome and boy bandy.
Yeah, you're tiger beating a deuce.
I got tiger beat shits. Like, my shits are like, oh my God, it's a happy shit.
Holding the bag with one hand, styling with the other.
You shit on my house. No, it was Tiger Beach.
You would actually be lucky if I dropped my shit on you.
Right.
Pray.
I'll sign that and throw it on some girl. She'll love it.
That's actually a disgusting story.
That would actually be my wife. I don't know who
that was her fetish.
If she's actually listening, call me. That's wifey material.
No,
if
she's actually listening, that makes two people.
Remember when the Chili Peppers used to come out just in their underwear? Well, fucking
socks
Flea,
on a cock.
Flea took off his fucking underwear and fucking... threw it on the stage, and this fucking girl ran up on the stage and fucking wringed out the underwear in her mouth.
Terrible.
And then she turned to her friend and was like, now I have a piece of flea inside of me.
Kiss me.
I wish I lived in the world.
You know what you have now, bitch?
Me.
Fleas. That's what you have. Yeah, exactly.
You have mouth
hepatitis.
Fleas.
You are now a dog. You have
fleas. And I love fleas. Fleas. No disrespect, but I ain't ever wringing your underwear out into my mouth.
You're a very talented bass player, but no, I'm not going to.
I'm not bringing out any part of Flea in my mouth. Thank you.
No.
The best thing that ever happened to me was in hedonism.
What's that?
What's hedonism?
Someone wrung you out in their mouth?
Hedonism in Jamaica.
Oh, that whole...
The resort.
The
resort.
So there was a certain city that had their radio station contest. And the contest was win a trip to Jamaica with O-Town. Well,
they didn't get to have sex with the entire band.
They contracted whatever. Only two of us had to go. Okay,
My manager comes.
Brilliant.
My manager comes to the five of us and goes, "So we got this thing. It's a blah blah blah. It's on your days off. It's a trip to Jamaica. You got to hang out with some listeners. Blah blah blah. Whatever. But it's like 3 days in Jamaica." I'm like, where the fuck do I sign?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Only 3 days?
So, yeah. So me and my Puerto Rican friend, Eric.
Eric
from the Bronx. And it's, shit, I don't know if I can tell the story.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Just know that.
So we're having a good story. Time. All right.
Nobody
so
listens to this.
I'm out one day. Seriously. I'm out one day, and we're at the pool, whatever. And I'm playing with the contest winners. We're all 15, 16 years old. We're playing in the pool, blah, blah, blah. Long story short. This fucking woman comes through the lobby out into, like, the pool area. Like, she just checked in, like, and she is, like, bam, 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 like,
smoking.
Blonde, boom, boom. Like, she's wearing a fucking Ciroc.
So, wait, you said bam, bam, bam. So, you got tits, ass, blonde, and spurs? Tits,
everything.
What's going on with that bam, bam, bam?
Face. Tits, ass, face, long hair, nice, blonde.
Like, you're not into spurs. Like, what the fuck? Like, because that's a deal breaker?
Hot as hell. And I
she's ready to ride.
And I'm like, the whole world stops, and I look at her, I'm like, wow, that girl's banging. 2 seconds later, the male version of her walks fucking right behind her.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bam, 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 bam.
He was wearing a banana hammock.
Holds her hand, and I'm like, okay.
A mesh t-shirt.
There goes that. Like, that's probably the hottest couple in the world. Thank you very much.
No, and all they want is a threesome with another dude.
Time goes by. They come down to the pool, whatever. I'm playing fucking balls with the little kids. And the ball, like, gets, like, over me. They hit it over me, like, towards the swim-up bar. And the swim-up bar, she's there. And the ball comes over like 2 times.
I'll get it.
And the second time the bar comes up, the ball goes up to her. He's not there. She looks at me and she goes, she has a ball. Literally, I walk up to her. So far, I'm like, can I? You know, she's like, you're so cute with those little kids over there. And I was like, I was like, I noticed you too. She's like, you're adorable. Threw the ball to me. I walk back to the kids. I'm like, hey, hit that shit long again. So the hotel has this party. They have this fucking lingerie party, but you have to wear lingerie to get in. But after 1 o'clock, everyone that's at the place off. Can come in. Dun, dun, I didn't have no fucking lingerie. I didn't have shit.
Boxers?
So
come on.
Free balling, baby.
That's how I roll.
He's like, I got my silk boxers.
I guess I could wear my fucking swimsuit, but at that point in life.
Like, I had no fucking underwear.
At that point in life, I didn't, you know, I was like, whatever. So I go at like 1 o'clock. I go after it's over. And anyone can go in the club. And she's in there fucking
lingerie out.
Triangle top, like black G-string with like a clear plastic skirt on and a choker.
That sounds fantastic. Where was her man?
He was there. He had a long serape on. Okay?
Serape?
Like a Hawaiian.
I was going to say like a Hawaiian dress.
Like a Hawaiian thing, but it went all the way down to his feet.
A Hawaiian
kilt. And that's all. And these guys fucking, I mean, he's swollen. He's fucking...
Please tell me you slashed his throat and had sex with his wife in front of him.
So I get there and they're like, hey, she gives me a big hug. He's like, oh, what's up, man? We start small talking, end up we had like some things in common, went to the same college. Like he was in fraternity, I was
like
in fraternity.
Like, I have genitalia. You have genitalia?
10 years.
He's like, you went to school, I went to school. You got kids, I got kids. Hey, you know what? Fuck my wife.
I have DNA, you have DNA.
Right. But it was crazy.
Fuck my wife.
I literally went to the same college. Like he was obviously 10 years older than me.
And then he fucked his wife.
And
you fucked my wife. Hey.
So
we see right at the end of the story from this guy.
Hold on, no, you did.
I have many stories of this in my website.
You have not ended the story. You have not ended the story.
You never thought that, right?
What has been the theme?
M-Night,
I hate bitches. Listen.
We're trying to hear the story. We know the end. Let's hear it.
You know the end. You know the end. But I'm gonna finish.
Oh, I gotta hear this. I want to hear how it gets there, though.
So okay. So she comes, we're hanging out, we're like standing at the bar, and the dance floor is behind us. So he grabs the camera, he's like, hey, she's like, take a picture with my girl. And I'm like, okay. Like, all right, I don't necessarily know what's going on. I went to this lingerie party just because I had nothing to do. I didn't know they're going to be there.
You know you are on her list.
So, well, maybe. So we take a picture, whatever, he's got the digital camera. I come back to the bar or whatever, and he's like, dude, he's like, look at that. It's like, look how fucking hot you are,
man. Oh, man. So what? Praying that you were down for him, too.
Once he says that, once he said that to me.
Creeper, dude.
Once he said that, he goes, he's like, dude, look how fucking hot you guys are. Look it. He's like, take another picture. So we take another picture. He's like, dude, bro, look how fucking hot you are. Like, you and my wife are, my girl, not his wife.
Bro.
It's like, you and my girl are so hot together. So then, like, 5 minutes goes by. We're still talking. He goes, hey. He goes, hey. Because we're at the bar. She's on the dance floor. He goes, hey, go dance with my girl. I'm like, what? He's like, just go dance with her. Go dance with
her. Away.
And I'm like, all right, okay. I'm going to go dance with her.
I would do this if my girl was in love with another fucking girl.
So,
or like if your chick was ugly. You never know.
I'm going to get to why very soon. Like,
you whore. You so fuck that dude.
I'm like dancing with her, but I'm like fucking junior high. Like, I'm still not quite sure what's going on.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what kind of situation you're getting into.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know the situation at all. Exactly.
So you don't know that girl man's about to want you fuck his wife.
Finally. We he stop dancing. She's like fucking dancing all up on me. Geez. She has to go to the bathroom. I find out after, obviously, to do some more blow. And then I go. She goes to the bathroom because of me. He's like, hey, man. He's like, dude. It's like, you and my wife. You guys are hot.
My wife or my girl?
My girl.
Unbelievable.
I'm getting creeped out listening to this
stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, okay. And he's like, hey, man. He's like, we're on this trip. He's like, we came to this trip
to fuck another dude.
And I was really hoping my girl would get fucked.
And when
I booked this flight,
I shit you not on my life. This is what he said to me. He goes, we decided on this trip, we wanted to do something that we've never done before. Shit you not. And he goes, and we decided. I shit you not. He goes, we decided I wanted to watch her with another man. He goes, guess what? You're the lucky dude.
Oh man.
Shit.
So he watched you guys until you fucked her and he watched
and
you?
Then he said,
that's gonna be the creepiest thing you ever did.
And then he said,
that's kind of gay,
actually. So are you down? And then he said, so are you down?
He said yes.
I told him no.
You told him no?
Didn't do it. Didn't do it.
And then he went to the bathroom and fucked her.
Yes, I did. The next day. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
I did it. I did it.
Fuck.
You did do it?
I did it. He goes, he's like, are you down? I was like, yeah. I'm like, are we going to do this now?
He goes, wait. Are you going to finger my ass while we're doing this? Yes. Well, then, of course.
He literally sat on the side of the bed.
I just want to touch the little man ass.
And watched, and he was like, yeah. I mean, it was awkward.
He's rooting you on. Like,
yeah. I've only seen these things on the internet. I've never actually heard of anybody.
It's super awkward. And if you believe that story, you're a fucking idiot. I just made all that up.
Go figure.
Very good.
So, I just don't
know. That was a terrible story.
I've got a friend with that. I would say exact same story, except for it's like the total white trash version of that. Like
I walked into the room with my mom and my dad and my cousin.
Seriously, with some absolute skank. He's like, we're related. We're sick of each other. I want to watch you fuck her. And like, yeah, and there was mustard involved. It was fucking weird.
Oh, man.
But it's like that.
So I was on vacation with my sister.
One time.
My uncle and my grandma. We decided we were all going to do something we'd never done.
We're going to fuck someone we're not related to. You're the lucky fella.
Yep. You're going to fuck me, my mom, my sister, and my grandma.
We want someone out of the family tree.
Twice.
Yep. Just once, though. That's the only time anybody outside the family is going to get to fuck us.
You got to keep the family bloodline strong.
Goddamn. That would be creepy as fuck, man.
If that actually happened, that's a great story, right?
That would be creepy.
I made all that up.
Are you guys hear about this BART shutdown?
Oh, yeah.
BART?
I heard it. I lived it.
No.
That's the Bay Area.
I was there. I heard
Bay
about
Bay Area Rapid Transit. They fucking...
Rabid is the key word there. Rabid.
Have you ever been on BART?
Yes. I have. I was there 2 days ago.
BART is the shit.
Actually, when I say 2 days ago, yesterday... I was just on the
It's very good, right?
I was on BART one of the 15 best years ago, and it was the shit.
And it's still the shit.
15 years ago, I was like,
goddamn, you're old.
I was like, hey, Auntie, where are we going? She's like, we're going on a train. I was like, what? Train? And I got to ride backwards and
come
shit.
Come on, ride a train. I was like, hey, ride it. Come on, ride a train.
I get to sit backwards? This is the shit.
Mike, that's how you sounded at 16?
No.
Yeah, I did.
I think you mistook it.
I was famous, motherfucker.
I think your grandma took you on the soul train.
It was my aunt. Okay, my aunt.
Anyway.
Aunt?
All right.
You
so,
mean your aunt?
Some dude
aunt?
Got
your auntie.
You guys hear about the dude in San Francisco who got shot? Apparently, by a cop who reached for his taser.
Well, obviously,
he was reaching for his taser and he grabbed his gun and he shot some fool.
So he went down
with taser in mind.
Don't a lot of people in San Francisco go down?
Oh, yes.
No, that's only in the Castro.
Hey, the gay jokes are not funny here. This dude got fucking shot in the face because he thought somebody was...
So wait a minute. Not only did the cop reach for his taser, pull out his gun, not realize that it was a taser, and it was an actual gun, but he shot him.
So he pulled the trigger
in the face.
He still meant to shoot him in the face. He was gonna tase him in the face,
like on The Hangover.
Yeah, it was a face
like,
shot.
That is not.
I don't know where. But I will tell you this right now. Like,
I don't know where he shot him, but it was fucked up.
Oh, like, so you don't know that he shot him in the face. You just
made
up
that part.
Well, he shot him either way.
Is he, or is he alive?
The dude is dead. He's dead.
I'll tell you this.
That's
like,
why
like,
I assume the face.
The time between like fucking drawing your weapon and shooting is probably about 1.5 seconds.
Here we go, devil's advocate.
It's right. Fucking like
Republican.
I mean, it's a fucking small period.
His father's a cop.
Now, obviously,
I know if I fucking pick up a gun or a taser.
When you're expecting a taser,
you know what?
Have you ever shot a taser?
When I reach in my fucking apron. I know when I grab the Sharpie by accident.
Right.
Yep. I know when I grab the Sharpie or a pen.
It's like, got a different feel.
Sorry.
You know what?
Yeah, but you know when you're thinking your life is maybe at risk, things change, man.
I've got no idea, but I don't know the whole situation. I'll bet any one of you like some pretty good odds that the dude who got killed was black. I have no idea.
Was he in San Francisco or Oakland?
That's San Francisco.
I was going to say, if he was in Oakland, he was definitely guaranteed. Black. If San Francisco, there's a good chance.
No, I think it's a better chance that he got killed in San Francisco because he was black. That's what I'm saying.
That's the most racist thing. That's absolutely ricoculous.
Ricoculous.
Of course he was black.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Like, what do you mean he might
there's
be?
No yeah, exactly.
What do you,
there's hello, no question. There's no question he was shot.
Wait, time out. There was a questionable shooting in which someone died by the police's hands. Of course he was black. Come on now.
Obvious part of the statement.
Put the math together.
Come on, we're in the U.S. of A.
The question is,
what else would happen?
Was the cop black? That's the question.
And a lot of them in San Francisco and the Bay Area are very black.
Can we refer to it as the gay area?
The gay area? There's only one gay area, though.
Castro.
It's the Castro, and it's don't the gayest care. Area in the world.
I said
the
gay area. Yay area.
Oh, yay area.
Like, I thought you get all hyphy on me.
I was. That's what gay. I was trying to do, but they thought I was getting gay, and they said gay. Too many white folks. The word said gay area, and I said no, I said yay area.
Too many white folks.
Too many white people.
So you're talking about cocaine, then, with gay.
Yes.
You guys know that this
is San Francisco known for blow?
No, Oakland is.
No, the Bay Area.
Oakland.
Yeah.
So this whole
San Francisco is more known about for hallucinogens and hippiedom.
So this event that happened caused a fucking shutdown of the BART system.
Hold on. Travis doesn't have his microphone, so he doesn't sound as authoritative as he usually does.
I know. I gotta
we're not showing
you. Why don't you get up on that popper?
Because I don't suck dick.
There you go.
You
there you go.
I'm not as good as you are.
In case you didn't know, there's a big black stick in front of your lips. Yeah. If you don't want to get a little closer.
And you know what? Unlike last big week with the Guatemalan, it has not gone down one bit.
I'm really. It is very erect in my face.
God no, Jamie's holding his, yeah.
Jamie likes to hold a big cock in his mouth.
No, he holds it.
I like to hold
face.
I'm just not sure if all I right. can hear him. I think it needs to be turned up.
Do
I
no, so the whole
turn
thing
my mic
is,
level up.
Oh, there he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, there he is. He must have turned it
he's
off.
He's just got to put it in his mouth, that's all.
Jamie turned him off.
Open your mouth, Jamie.
I need an extra hand. I need to help.
Jamie, can you
Jamie,
please
open your mouth.
Further congratulations.
What the hell's wrong with you, Jamie?
Sorry.
Dirty put the microphone in your mouth.
Jaime.
Round ends with sticks.
Jaime. You're supposed to be turning things on, not off. Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a screw up when it comes to it.
It's okay. I know that I'm still on.
You just can't hear yourself.
I'm still on. I can stick it in and still be on.
Where do you plug it in? Oh, he put it in the right hole. It's okay.
I'm for clamped. Speak amongst yourselves.
Who was that?
I'm for clamped. Totally for clamped.
What does that even mean?
You want to talk about the part? Chinese right now, to be honest.
People were talking about giant cocks. They got a little worried, so I said I was for clam.
And all of a sudden, Travis got silent.
Here's the topic.
He got entranced.
Speak amongst yourselves. Hot butter.
Travis.
Why is your topic butter. Always butter? Talk about butter, I'll be back. Yeah. Like, why?
What would you do if you stuck your cock in a hot stick of butter?
Well, John
talk
Debbie,
about it.
I would talk about it with my friends, of course.
John W. Mean, you wouldn't be friends if it wasn't for a hot stick of butter.
That's number three.
That's true. We did bond over butter.
So how dare you?
I'm just talking
judge
about sticking
me.
Your cock in butter.
Dare you?
That's number three.
Oh, my third.
DC references. That is your third one of.
Well,
night.
we've done three. Clips, you know, here we go.
Shit.
Three parts.
One per so segment. You get one per fucking part. Segment.
Okay. Yeah, one per segment. I'm all right.
And then okay. One experience for the overall.
Right, for the overall.
What happens okay. In the one?
I think that
someone's
got to fuck
Duarte on the way.
Hey, somebody's got to, like, you know.
Come
like,
out? Yeah, somebody does need to come out. Somebody here does.
Somebody's got to speak for our gay listenership, okay?
Guys.
Our gay audience.
We
okay?
Got one gay dude.
Who's it going to be?
I'll be the gay one today. I've done the gay server. I throw it in my mix when I serve tables. One of my tables will get the gay.
Let's
servers.
Hear it. Fault line regular.
Oh,
it's so hard for me to like, oh man.
I'll do regular server to like all four tables, and then one of my tables gets the gay server.
I love gay server.
Does that mean they won or lost?
It means that I have to keep fucking character. I think it trips out the normal tables more. Like,
right.
Wait a minute. Is he fooling me or is he fooling
right.
Them?
Why doesn't he feel comfortable enough around us yeah. To be himself?
He must be gay.
You want some fish sticks or some charbroiled swordfish?
And usually when my dad's at the table next to him, he's thinking, you know, wow. He's gay.
He's definitely
and
gay.
And I'm okay
gay.
With it.
I live in Los Angeles,
totally.
Obviously.
I expect
hello.
It.
You know, my dad doesn't even really believe that I have any black friends, so.
I live in L.A., man.
Like, gay would just be over the top.
Yeah,
I don't know what
he
would do. He'd fucking have a heart attack, yeah.
You don't know what it's like to live in L.A., okay?
You don't know what it's like. You have to change your morals.
It's not like I live in the Valley. God.
Oh, God.
Hey,
wait, what are you talking
hey,
about?
Hey,
what are you talking about?
Now
hey.
I'm straight again. What
hey.
The fuck?
Hey, what the fuck?
What do you got to talk about people that live in the Valley?
You
got
to fucking pop
yeah.
With the VA.
Hey, whoa.
It's not called NoHo because it's all gay dudes, all right?
No, there's moholes there yeah. Than anywhere else.
I was going to say, where does all the porn come from?
The Valley.
That's
yes.
A great.
It's called NoHo,
nice.
Not Brown Ho.
Chatsworth.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah,
nice.
But Chatsworth
a
is where the nasty
Chatsworth.
Porn comes from. That's where the dirty porn comes from.
It's the only kind of.
Studio like, City, where the high class porn
say,
comes from.
I drive
from.
By Vivid every day.
I do. I go to the gym right there, and
yeah.
The porn stars go to my gym.
Yeah.
I see them on the fucking treadmill next to me.
When do you go to the gym?
Oh, I'll tell you next time.
There is nothing fucking better than when you're stopped near the Vivid building and you see a porn star.
Yeah,
it's such a fucking treat.
I've been at the gym and I'd be like, wait a minute. I'll look at my phone real quick and I'll look him up real quick and I'll be like, yep, that's her.
It's so
I didn't quite recognize her without some cum on her face, but yep, that's her.
Dick down. It's the pre-dick down.
And then I stop her. I'm like, hold on. Excuse me, miss. Is this you? And I show her the picture on my phone. And
how did that taste?
Yeah. If you see
wow.
Jogging in, does that mean they're running late? Like, oh, my
well,
God,
that,
I got a clock
you,
in.
You can't help but think, like, what did you just do? Like, I know what it's like when I leave work. I'm like, what did you just
yeah.
Do?
Are you tired?
I know. If I was dating a porn star,
why are you limping?
Are you just over it?
I mean, come on. How do you?
Do you hate your customers like I do?
Hold on. If I could go to work every day and be like, I'm about to get fucked right now. Like,
I'm about to get AIDS right now.
No, actually,
oh,
you're
shit.
Not. Actually, you're
no.
Less likely
less
to get
likely,
AIDS.
Yeah.
Only.
Than doing what we're doing every day.
When
playing fucking
your
Russian
job,
roulette.
You take care of that shit.
That's right.
Well, I don't know if you're like Travis and me.
I'm just saying.
And you
what?
Watch. I'd ride bareback.
I'd much rather fuck a stripper for money than fuck some of the bitches that we fuck. You know what I mean?
That you fuck on a Tuesday.
Right.
Do you watch any double anal porn?
Come on. I'm just saying. Those DP. Bitches aren't.
Is there anything else?
Have you heard Diane?
That's a tested bitch. Don't judge people. That she is tested.
Once you've heard Diane Sawyer utter the words double anal. You'll think twice.
Double penetration.
Double penetration. We had a game where we played. We're gonna drink every time Diane Sawyer says double penetration.
So nobody drank.
No, we actually drank a lot. We got fucking hammered.
Unfortunately, lost my.
We were watching.
It was the drunkest I've ever been.
Yeah,
my liver is dead.
Double anal.
Exclusively, like that was her topic.
No, some yeah. chick, some porno chick that got AIDS on a okay, porn, so like that, doing a double anal with a guy that just fucked a bunch of chicks in Brazil and got it from
that
there.
That makes more sense.
It was good.
Crushed my life.
It was a good scene.
I love dinosaurs.
Now,
really?
When you say he fucked a bunch of chicks in Brazil, I love her you too. Mean quote unquote, right? Because a lot of fucking T girls are the ones out there. So I'm pretty sure he was getting fucked in order to give.
Probably.
I went to Brazil to go fuck a bunch of dudes with tits, and then I came back and gave you AIDS.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You went into the Amazon.
Do not fuck in Brazil unless you're with your fucking wife.
No. You know what? You know who went to Brazil, went to live there? I told her after.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah.
Oops.
I told her afterwards. I'm like,
watch out for the AIDS.
When she came back, I'm like, you know, so... You got a boyfriend down there, right? I hope you were careful down there because you know that's the number two place in the world for HIV.
And number one is here. So what the fuck? She went to the downgrade.
You know? No, it's in Africa, dude.
What are you talking about?
Say, it has to be.
And still got AIDS or what?
Yeah, she's got AIDS. Well, judging from my last AIDS test, yes. She got AIDS.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding. I make jokes.
Well, congratulations.
Sorry, Michelle.
I never, yes. Trevor actually left. He's going to be tested now.
Elevator music.
He did not realize that somebody we knew was in Brazil. Doing the dirty.
Oh, I'm back.
And he did not realize that somebody he had done was in the jungle getting the dirty done to them.
Well, that's why they create the jungle.
That's why they call it Sin City.
Huh?
Hello? Fucking Vegas. Let's talk about Vegas.
All right, Vegas.
I don't have much to say. I don't remember it every time.
You don't remember. You don't remember when you go there. See, I make it a point to make sure I remember the best times of my life.
I mean, I remember the times that Vegas I was blowing off my ass off coke, but then usually I'm doing the coke to drink again and black out all over again. So there's a bit of memory.
That's the problem.
But you
cocaine.
Have a plan, so that's good.
Circle. Which is great. That's why you're not supposed to do cocaine, okay?
No, that's why I'm not supposed to do any more drugs.
Or that.
No, it's okay for prostitutes in Vegas, too. It's okay.
No, I mean, you can do prostitutes
in Vegas. The best prostitutes I've ever had, besides Belarus, was Vegas.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Have you ever been to Czechoslovakia? Has anybody been to Czechoslovakia?
No, unfortunately.
No, because it does not exist.
I went to Prague once. Prague was a pretty amazing. Oh, well, it was an amazing
Prague's
city.
Prague's not in Czechoslovakia. Is it?
No.
Is it?
Prague is Czech Republic, yes.
Well, I've been to Prague.
Yes, just Czech Republic. You've seen many fine less horse than in your time.
I did go to the red light district.
Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam.
Oh, yes.
I did just walk through, and it was quite an experience.
You just walked through. You didn't fuck a whore.
I literally, here's what's funny.
That's what he means by walk through.
This was in my innocent stage. I just walked through. This was when I was still really innocent and didn't do things.
All I had was chlamydia by the time I got out. It's okay.
So our fucking keyboard player, who's older, and it's like, I gotta fucking show you the red light district. Not everyone would go. He knew, like, I'm down, whatever, I party, whatever. And we literally walk in. You walk in through these gates. You open the gates, and then you walk down. It's like an alley. And it's like, it looks like New York. Like, there's fucking windows on each side. And literally, the girls are just in the windows.
Yes.
Tapping. Looking at you.
Fuck me.
Their fucking clean certificates are posted on the fucking window.
That's outstanding.
They're posted on the window. But
awesome. That should be a
it's like
surgery.
If it's Wednesday and it says Thursday, you don't want to go in there. Because it's only once a week.
Last week, though.
It's only once a week. So if it's Tuesday, you want to find a bitch that says Tuesday.
I like the girl at the end of the block, but she's a Thursday. It's now Wednesday. So I'm going to go with a girl that is not as attractive.
I'll come back tomorrow.
I'll just say it was pretty crazy.
Well, the health department has to fucking control live game as well. You know what I'm saying? It's like old beef is one thing, but fucking live game.
When you are running video business as I do, the red light districts come in very handy.
Video business,
very
huh?
good. Oh, of course. Vlad's girls. Oh, of course. Vlad girls.
Yeah, I remember that.
Wait, is that like
what about the
Girls
ladies?
Gone Wild? Did you
no,
copy
Vlad
off
girls
of the
is a porn company. Or porn, we have... distribution.
Okay, so you're not Vlad girls. Ripping something from America and trying to take it back to your hometown.
It's Vlad girls. What you gonna do when they come for you?
Oh, Vlad girls. What? Okay.
Yes.
So that's like
from they knew the Bad Boys. Coming.
Wait. But that's like from America, like the Bad Boys.
Well, of course. Thing.
So
of
you.
Course.
So you are stealing.
No steal. But yes, we have new one coming out.
Oh, okay. What is that one called?
It's called You've Got Mail.
Oh.
What is
this is a losing fight. You can, yeah, that's good. Okay, congratulations on your business ventures. You will never be sued, like, Vlad, ever.
Sleepless in Seattle?
No, it is not spelled the same. No.
Oh, okay, cool. Same. All right, that makes
sense. The
letter
U.
No. You got mail. M-A-L-E.
Yeah, M-A-L-E. Exactly. Okay, not like on the internet, yes. You've got mail. Yes. I get it. Okay, because, no. Yeah, that's awesome.
No, that's not even close.
Are you looking for actors?
Let me tell you, it's kind of like this. It's like this versus this. Watch. Doon, 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 doon. Versus doon, 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 doon. See? Very different.
Now, see, that's another American reference I can understand. Now, that makes perfect sense.
Those are totally different.
Those are totally different. Okay, cool. So we're good, because
100%.
Vanilla Ice is
you would never
boy.
Sued for
that'll
that.
Hold up in court.
No.
All right. No. Awesome. Because that little snare.
Worst lawyer.
I got totally you. Different. I love it. Thanks, Vlad.
All right. So give us your.
So how do we do that?
How do we do what?
What's this company all about?
Yeah,
which company?
Vlad's Girls or whatever it is.
No, Vlad Girls. So we do many.
No, not Vlad Girls. Vlad.
Which company?
You got mail.
You got mailbox.
Oh, you got mail? Yeah.
Box.
Oh, the mailbox. Oh, yes, we are opening new. We alluded to this in first part, but we are opening new strip club for our female listeners and our gay male listeners. And it's in Vegas, and it is called Vlad's Mailbox.
That sounds hot.
Oh, it is going to be great. It's going to be great. It kind of goes along with your priority mail commercial you did last week.
That was Nick's idea.
Yes.
It's over now.
Well, see, Nick does not come up with best ideas.
Most of Nick's ideas are over now.
Yes, where's Nick right also now?
Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy? I'm not going to take a shot at you, but apparently everyone else here is.
Hey, that's what you get when you bang.
I'm just laughing. I'm laughing at his expense. I'm not saying anything.
I'm just
good
saying.
To see you, Nick. Good to see you, Nick.
It's good to see you, apparently. I don't know what's going on. I watched that episode of Weeds, though, and good job. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
God, did you see? Oh my God, she was
Hello,
beautiful.
Nice breasts.
Oh my God, Nick, when will you introduce me to your girlfriend? This is not ridiculous. I did not met her.
All right, and we're out.